What happened at the campfire? Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. Today we rejoin the Boy Scout troop on their camping trip. This is Craig's first camping trip. It's now late afternoon, and the scoutmaster has just instructed some of the older boys to go into the woods and gather some fallen wood for the fire. He instructed them to look for logs that are perhaps 3 to 6 inches in diameter, and with the saw they have, they will make logs about 2 feet long. This wood is for the campfire. He sent a group of smaller boys into the woods to gather smaller sticks and twigs to help build the fire. When everyone returned, he showed the scouts how to set up the feather sticks covered by smaller twigs and bigger sticks, and then he explained that the logs would be put on after the fire is already burning. When everything was set, they fixed dinner. The scout leaders prepared hamburgers, hot dogs, baked beans, and coleslaw. The scouts ate their dinner and then cleaned up afterward. It's now time for the campfire. The scoutmaster gave matches to several of the older boys, and they lit the fire from different sides. As the fire began to burn, they let it grow, and then they put bigger sticks on top of it. The fire continued to grow and get hotter and brighter. When the fire was burning well, they added smaller logs and then larger logs. Soon they had a roaring fire. By this time, the sun had gone down and it was starting to get dark. It was also getting cooler. The boys could feel the warmth from the fire, and the fire provided light so that they could see each other well around the fire. Soon, they would be roasting marshmallows. The scout leader distributed sticks to be used by the boys to roast their marshmallows. The scoutmaster demonstrated proper technique. He explained that he did not want the marshmallow to catch fire. He just wanted it to get brown around the surface. He also explained that when you bring the marshmallow out of the fire, it will probably be too hot to eat, and you have to be careful. Don't burn your mouth. There were too many boys to roast marshmallows all at the same time, so he arranged them around the fire. And while one group of boys was allowing their marshmallow to cool so they could eat it, another group of boys was roasting their marshmallows. This was great fun. Now, Craig's friend Trevor was getting a little bored with this. For Trevor, this seemed a little too simple. He wanted some excitement. He wanted it to be a little more interesting. So when it was his turn to roast a marshmallow, he put it deep in the fire and got it very hot. It turned black and burned. And as he pulled it out, he was very happy that he had done something different. And then he noticed that the stick was also on fire. And the fire on the stick was growing quickly. Trevor got scared. So he started shaking the stick with the flaming marshmallow on it. The marshmallow flew off the stick and landed behind him. The stick was still burning, so he beat it on the ground until the flame went out. The other boys laughed at him for getting scared. He was a little embarrassed. Pretty soon, someone noticed that there was a second fire. They had built one campfire, but now there are two. There was the one in the circle of rocks that they had carefully built. And then there was the other one behind Trevor, where his marshmallow had landed in the brush. And the second fire was growing very rapidly. When the boys noticed it, they called out, "Fire!" The scoutmaster saw the problem and ran to get the shovel. The scoutmaster did not want the second fire to get out of control and cause a forest fire. Soon, the scoutmaster returned with a shovel and started beating on the brush that was burning, trying to put out the fire. Some of the older boys got some water, and they came and threw the water as best they could. Soon the scoutmaster grabbed some dirt with the shovel and threw that on top of the burning brush. Gradually, this brush fire got smaller and smaller, and they completely put it out. This experience was very embarrassing to Trevor. The scoutmaster decided not to reprimand Trevor because he could see that Trevor was already feeling very guilty. The scoutmaster figured that Trevor had learned his lesson. Or did he? We will see. When they were certain that the brush fire was put out, they resumed roasting their marshmallows, and everyone was very satisfied. They started singing songs. This went on for quite some time, and the boys got tired. Soon it was time to hit the hay. Soon it was time to put out the fire and go to their tents. The scoutmaster used his shovel to mound the ashes over the fire to allow it to go out. Some of the boys had flashlights, so they led everyone back to the tents, and everyone turned in for the night. Breakfast would be at first light. That's the end of this episode about Craig's Boy Scout camping trip and what happened at the campfire. In the next video, you will see what happens when Craig returns home. I hope you liked this video, and please join us in other videos in the future. Bye.